evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam. And it's good to be back with you tonight. I understand today, I just learned this a short time ago, that it's Bill of Rights Day today. And I believe that's true. Well, my goodness gracious, I'm away from our two police and military associations. But wouldn't you know, that blessed young lady named Carol in the office emailed me a message here about December 15th being Bill of Rights Day. And I think this is the day, is it not? And so I want to read this to you here. It's kind of interesting. Came in from a friend and sent by Sheila Marie Reynolds, editor and publisher of Resurrection News in Cornville, Arizona. And it's interesting. And it gives us a little bit of insight into the thinking of others out there. It says here, since everyone does what is right in his own eyes today, I have decided to celebrate Jesus' birthday, December 15th, Bill of Rights Day. This other day, December 25th, is a confusion ranging from Romanism to the ACLU and Title 42. I think this other day is much more appropriate, for it is full of the promise of the Father, which gave me such liberties. The Trinity versus USA case in 1892 testified that Jesus is the Savior of the United States, and I personally think that the Bill of Rights Day is much more like Him, our Lord, than the confusion which has come from multiculturalism in the USA. Patrick Henry looks more like Jesus than Santa Claus does, and the government was on his shoulders too, just like our Lord's. We know that Saint Nick was the patron saint of the thieves, but Patrick Henry left us an everlasting blessing in his will that virtually personified the Son of God. The present I will give to the Lord, for the wise men brought gifts to him, not to each other. I'll be right back, folks, and we'll continue on about Bill of Rights Day. Could it possibly be Christmas Day? We'll be back to continue right after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I've had the time on the break to read through this to the end, and it comes from a dear sister, I think in Texas. June Griffin is a wonderful Christian patriot American, and she's the author of this, and she's very much admired at our two police and military associations. And so let's continue on here. She says, "The present I will give to the Lord, for the wise men brought gifts to him, not to each other, is my labor and treasure in the gathering of patriots at the Bill of Rights banquet tonight, Thursday night. The tree of righteousness will be the American flag to which we will pledge allegiance, decorated in the hope of God's promise of restoration of our land, the vindication of lies told by the atheist presses in America about the life of Benjamin Franklin, and the turning back to the God of our fathers will feed those who sit at this table tonight. The dinner of honorarium for Jesus will gather together in the family of God who has been scattered and persecuted by the IRS, ACLU, BATF, and many others of these leech organizations whose job and insurance coverage is extorted from the patriotic people. There will be no complaining about the gifts, no worn-out parents, no alcohol, no mistletoe sins, no flirting with other people's spouses, no hangovers, no leftover debt. The carols will be sung include such anthems as My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Who will join us, says June Griffin." Our dear sister, and I, if I'm correct, I think she's out of Texas, but I'm not sure about that. Been a while since we've heard from her. But June, thank you, and happy Bill of Rights Day to everybody out there across America. Yes, we know that December 25th is a pagan holiday. We don't need to get into that. I think most of our listeners know that as a fact. And it, of course, wasn't when Jesus was born in a manger, because the Bible speaks of that in many ways, that it was in at a time when the lambs were having lambs. The female lambs were having lambs. And that's either in the spring or the fall. And we had a dear brother call us yesterday, was it, or day before yesterday, and said that it was, he figured it out by other parts of the Holy Scripture, which you can do, that it was in the fall. And so it was not at Christmas time. We have been shammed once again by Easter, which is the holy day to Ishtar, the goddess Ishtar, something like that. And Christmas is a pagan holiday. And all the holy days of Christians in the country today are pagan holidays. Very interesting, isn't it, folks, how we have been tricked and bamboozled, as my granddaddy used to say, and everything has been turned on its head to do with Christianity. And, of course, our people are unknowledgeable about all of these things, so they go along and just celebrate them without knowledge. And the Lord told us we perish for lack of knowledge. Well, that is indeed the case here in America today. I told you many, many times that our police and military associations constantly go out of this nation to read foreign publications to find out what's going on in America. And I think this is a good time to bring this report up from the Asian Tribune. The Asian Tribune. Had to go all the way to Asia for this one, folks. Yes, indeed. And it's brought to us very surprisingly, not so surprisingly today as it would have been a year ago, but it's brought to us, this report, by a confirmed socialist, world socialist, Patrick Martin. But it is astounding. It is astounding, folks, how all of a sudden we find out, and especially reading the foreign press, if you do that like we do on the web and receive other publications from other parts of the world at our two police and military headquarters, we find out that those outside the United States know more what is going on inside the United States than we will ever know from our controlled press, both printed and electronic here in the United States. So Patrick Martin, a world socialist, is going to give us an expose here, and I'm telling you, it will be shocking to you, because not so much that it's new material, but that he's absolutely right. And so, for the most part, now there's a couple little things here that he's in error on, but they're not major points, and I'll point those out to you as we come to them here. But it's astounding, folks, that all of a sudden, for the last year, we've had people who have been our enemies for years and years and years in America, and I say enemies lovingly, not meaning that you want to go shoot them or knock them over the head with a baseball bat, but I'm talking about enemies of liberty in this nation for years and years and years. For example, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who used to be assistant of the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury, an inside man, an establishment man for years and years and years, his whole life, all of a sudden has come out and joined the side of people that love God and love freedom and are trying to help save America instead of destroy the freedoms in America. Here we have Patrick Martin, another great example, a world socialist. It seems to us that our two police and military associations, folks, that these people are finally realizing the errors of their ways. They see this totalitarian world government system, martial law system here in the United States coming, and they realize that it's going to be a caste system of two particular entities. One, the super poor, no middle class, and the super, super rich. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Patrick Martin and many others are realizing that they're not going to be part of the super rich. So they're going to be slaves, and their children and grandchildren are going to be slaves just like those of us that are not super, super rich. And when remember, folks, let me put a little more knowledge out here to you. For the new listeners, I know the listeners who have been listening for a while know this, but when we say super rich, before I started studying over 25 years ago about these international crime families, this international great cabal, criminal cabal that controls most of the countries of the world today, I used to think if I owned a bank, I'd be super rich. And I'll bet most of the listeners out there thought the same thing. You'd be super, super rich if you just owned a bank. Well, I began to study. And as I began to study, I realized that that was not super, super rich. For a guy that lived on a policeman's salary, a military salary, and then a policeman's salary for most of my life, owning a bank, one bank, would be super rich to me. But not true, folks, not true. The little general, I talk about him once in a while, down in Texas that ran for president, had $4 billion. He is not super, super rich. There are people, these international financiers, these international crime families that control most of the world's nations are the super, super rich. I learned that. I began to understand this years ago, almost, I'm sure, 20 years ago anyway, when I read a book about the Rockefeller family. Some of you might have read that book. I can't even think of the name of it today. It was a small book, but it talked about one of the small businesses of the Rockefeller family was banking. And at that time, over 20 years ago, it was stated in this publication, and by the way, this publication was probably 10 years old at that time, so let's say 30 years ago, that the Rockefeller family, one of their small businesses, was the 50,000 banks that they owned and controlled. Do you understand what I'm telling you here? You and I think super rich is much different than those that own, as a small side business, 50,000 banks. And then, of course, Rockefellers have their hands in probably 500 to 1,000 other deals, just like owning 50,000 banks. I mean, we're talking about people, folks, when we say super, super rich, believe me, we're talking about people with trillions in their jeans, in their pockets, okay? Not billions, but talk about trillions, or hundreds and hundreds of billions, if not trillions, okay? So just keep that in mind as we go through this. But Patrick Martin and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who Dr. Paul Craig Roberts used to be on the other side. We now believe that he switched sides over to those that love God and liberty and are truly trying to make up for all the years he spent on the other side, causing the destruction of America. Now he's realized that his children and his grandchildren are going to grow up as slaves because they're not part of this super, super rich. And I believe probably Patrick Martin has the same understanding today as we see more socialists and more communists coming out and shaking off the cobwebs of those totalitarian ideas and joining those trying to save America. And so when we get back, I'll share with you this article from Patrick Martin, a world socialist, about the Pentagon devising scenarios for martial law.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. Let's get right into Rick Martin's The World Socialist article here. Well-written article, well-documented, and as far as we're concerned from our research here at our not here because I'm in Indiana tonight with my bride here, but from our two police and military associations, Rick Martin is telling the truth in this article. Because we have backup information and have had for years, knowing that what he's saying is true. So here we go. Rick Martin, World Socialist, says the Pentagon is devising scenarios for martial law in the U.S. Now, we've talked about this before, and of course he's correct there. That's his title. And it says here, according to a report published Monday by the Washington Post, now, let me back up and tell you that this article written by Patrick Martin was written in August of this year. So it's a few months ago, folks. So don't be looking for Monday's Washington Post and trying to find this because it won't be there. But he says the Pentagon has developed its first ever plan, war plan, he says, for operations within the continental United States in which terrorists attacks would be used as the justification for imposing martial law on our cities, regions, and entire country. Now remember, this is only published in the Asian Times, folks. So you'll know in a minute why it will never be published here in the United States, okay, from what Patrick Martin is saying. He says the front page article cites sources working at the headquarters of the military's Northern Command, NORTHCOM, located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The plans themselves are classified, but officers who drafted the plans give details to Post reporter Bradley Graham, who was recently given a tour of NORTHCOM headquarters at Peterson Air Force Base. The article thus appears to be a deliberate leak conducted for the purpose of accustoming the American population to the prospect of military rule in the USA. See, this is the kind of things they do all the time, folks. They prepare us mentally for the possibility of being under martial law, military rule here in the United States. And they prepare us mentally by committing terrorist act here and killing people, blowing up things to prepare us mentally for military rule, to accept military rule. Let's go back to the article. According to Graham, this news plan, or the new plans, provide for what several senior officers acknowledged is the likelihood that the military will have to take charge in some situations, especially when dealing with mass casualty attacks that could quickly overwhelm civilian resources in the USA. The Post account declares this. The war plans represent a historic shift for the Pentagon, which has been reluctant to become involved in domestic operation and is legally constrained from engaging in law enforcement within the USA. That's called the Posse Comitatus Act, folks, that the president and his other international crime buddies want to throw out the door. and they intend to do so, by the way. The Pax Comitatus Act, remember, folks, lays out lawfully that the military cannot be used on the American people or within the United States. Back to the article. A total of 15 potential crisis scenarios are outlined, ranging from low-end, which Graham describes as relatively modest crowd control missions, to high-end, after as many as, say, three simultaneous catastrophic mass casualty events in the United States, such as a nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons attack. In each case, the military would deploy a quick reaction force of as many as 3,000 troops per attack, i.e., 9,000 total in the worst-case scenario. More troops, of course, could be made available as needed. The Post, that's the Washington Post, quotes a statement by Admiral Timothy J. Keating, head of NORTHCOM, and here's his quote. In my estimation, in the event of a biological, a chemical, or nuclear attack in any of the 50 states, the Department of Defense is best positioned of the various eight federal agencies that would be involved to take the lead. The military, in other words, folks. The newspaper describes an unresolved debate among the military planners on how to integrate the new domestic mission with ongoing U.S. deployments in Iraq, Afghanistan, and foreign conflicts. One major document of over 1,000 pages designated CONPLAN 2002 provides a general overview of air, sea, and land operations in both a post-attack situation and for prevention and deterrence actions aimed at intercepting threats before they reach the United States. A second document, CONPLAN 0500, details the 15 scenarios and the actions associated with them. The Post reports, CONPLAN 2002 has passed a review by the Pentagon's joint staff and is due to go soon to Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld and his top aides for further study and approval. We'll be right back, folks. We're at the bottom of the hour. Going to take a little break, and we'll be back to share with you more of the Pentagon's plan for martial law in the USA.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, on Republic Broadcasting Network tonight. Once again, good to have you with us. We're talking about a world socialist by the name of Patrick Martin, who's coming clean about what he knows, and it's actually very, very accurate. The Pentagon devising scenarios for martial law in the USA. As we've said on this program many, many times, the Oklahoma City bombing of the Mirror Building, the first World Trade Center bombing, the 9/11 attack, all were orchestrated, or at least our government played a role in all of those, to mentally manipulate the American people into accepting draconian laws passed to take away our Bill of Rights and bring on martial law in this country. So you'll find out in a few minutes that this man, world socialist, Patrick Martin, knows exactly the game that's being played and how they're going to bring martial law to America. Let's continue on now. While NORTHCOM, the organization that's going to bring the military upon the American people at our demand after the next terrorist attack on us, says here, was established only in October 2002, its headquarters staff of 640 people is already larger than that of the Southern Command, which oversees U.S. military operations throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. About 1,400 National Guard troops have been formed into a dozen regional response units, and that means within the United States, folks, while smaller quick reaction forces have been set up in nearly each of the 50 states at this time. NORTHCOM also has the power to mobilize 4 active-duty Army battalions, as well as Navy, Coast Guard ships, and air defense fighter jets to use in the United States. The Pentagon is acutely conscious of the potential political backlash as its roles in future security operations become known. Yes, indeed. That's why you won't find this published in the United States here. All this information from our buddy here, all of a sudden, our socialist buddy, Patrick Martin. Now, Graham, however, has written about this in the Washington Post, and he says, military exercises codenamed Vital Archer, which involve troops in lead roles in the United States, are shrouded in secrecy. By contrast, other homeland exercises featuring troops in supporting roles are widely publicized. Military lawyers have studied the legal implications of such deployments in the U.S., which risk coming in conflict with the long-standing congressional prohibition on the use of the military for domestic policing, known as posse comitatus. Involving the National Guard, which is exempt from posse comitatus because they're supposed to just be state guards operated by the governor, folks, but of course now, guess who's taking them over? The international crime lord, the Bush family's taken over the National Guard and using them any way he sees fit. So it says here that they're exempt from posse comitatus, and that's the truth, because it was supposed to only be a group of citizens, the National Guard, used within the state boundaries. He says, though, that this could be a solution because they've now been trained and are acting as U.S. military. Admiral Keating told the Post he cited a potential situation in which Guard units might begin rounding up people in the U.S. while regular forces could not, Graham quotes. Yeah, very, very interesting, folks. It's all being brought together, is it not? It's a good thing to talk about on Bill of Rights Day, don't you think? The Washington Post reporter Graham adds this. It says, when it comes to ground forces possibly taking a lead role in homeland operations in the U.S., senior NORTHCOM officers remain reluctant to discuss specifics. Keating said such situations, if they arise, probably would be temporary. Key in on that phrase, would you? Probably would be temporary. In other words, martial law, military rule, probably would be temporary, with lead responsibility passing back to civilian authorities one day. Martin says here, the writer of this article, he says, a remarkable phrase, is it not? Probably would be temporary. In other words, the military takeover of America might not be temporary and could become permanent. In his article, Washington Post, Mr. Graham describes the Northern Command's Combined Intelligence and Fusion Center, which joins military analysts with law enforcement and counterintelligence specialists. Let me turn the page here. From such civilian agencies as the FBI, the CIA, and the Secret Service. The article continues, and I quote, a senior supervisor at the facility said the staff there does no intelligence collection, only analysis. He also said that the military operates under long-standing rules intended to protect civil liberties. Oh, yeah, you can bet that. The rules, for instance, block military access to intelligence information on political dissenters or pure criminal activity in the U.S. Again, our world socialist Patrick Martin says this. He says, despite the soothing reassurances about respecting our civil liberties, another phrase leaps out at us, and that is intelligence information on political dissenters. What right does U.S. intelligence agencies have to collect information on political dissenters? Political dissent is not only perfectly legal, but essential to the functioning of a democracy. Now, that's one of the few places that our world socialist is off base, of course, because we're being taught we live in a democracy, and we are supposed to be under a constitutional republic, folks. But I go on here. The reality is that the military brass is intensely interested in monitoring political dissent because its domestic operations will be directed not against a relative handful of Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, oh no, but against the democratic rights of the American people. See, the man knows. He's a world socialist, and believe me, the world socialists know what the plan is. It's just Americans don't know what the plan is. The plans of NORTHCOM have their origins not in the terrible events of 9/11, but in long-standing concerns in corporate America. And remember, folks, when you read corporate America, you're talking about the international crime lords that control this and other nations, all right? These international financiers and international criminal cabal. That is corporate America they're talking about here. It says that the plans of NORTHCOM have their origins not in the terrible events of 9/11, but in long-standing concerns in the international crime cabal, corporate America, I'm adding that, about the political stability of the United States. This is a society increasingly polarized between the fabulous wealthy elite at the top and the vast majority of working people who face an increasing difficult struggle to survive. And if you believe in the accidental theory of government, you probably think that's accidental. But if you're a realist and understand who's really in charge, you know it's not accidental that the working people face increasingly difficult struggles to even survive. The nightmare of the American ruling class is the emergence of a mass movement from below that challenges its political and economic domination. You bet your bottom dollar, folks. The nightmare of the American, or world, we should say, ruling class, these international crime syndicates, is the emergence, the awakening, that is, of the masses from below that could very well challenge their political and economic domination. And we see that happening all around us, folks. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. More and more Americans are waking up. Even world socialists are coming out and becoming concerned about them being a slave and their children and grandchildren growing up in a slave society. Going on with the article, he says, as long ago as 1984, when Osama bin Laden, the business associate of the Bush family, was still working hand-in-hand with the CIA in the anti-Soviet guerrilla war in Afghanistan, the Reagan administration was drawing up similar contingency plans for military rule. Secretly, a Marine Corps officer detailed to the National Security Council drafted plans for Operation Rex 84, a headquarters exercise. Now, this is an exercise, folks, to simulate rounding up 300,000 people. Now, they didn't want to use America, so they simulated in their exercise that it would be Central American immigrants and likely political opponents of the U.S. You know who they're talking about, don't you, folks? Like in the FBI brochure we read to you several times on this program that lists the American patriots, the constitutionalists, and American Christians in the FBI brochure given out to police officers as the domestic terrorists in America. So this is true. This Marine Corps officer under Reagan, who was a globalist and a part of this international crime cabal, although a low-level member of it, he was a good actor. But anyway, a Marine Corps officer working under him at the White House, in the basement of the White House, was simulating rounding up 300,000 Central American immigrants and likely political opponents of the U.S. and jailing them at mothballed military bases in the U.S. and elsewhere. What have they been doing, folks, in the last 10 years? Picking up speed is mothballing military bases, closing them and mothballing them, keeping them together, keeping the Constantina wire in good shape, keeping the fences up, keeping the barracks ready to take in hundreds of thousands of Americans one day. So this officer later became well known to the public as Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, the organizer of the illegal network of to arm the Contras terrorists in Nicaragua and a principal figure in the Iran-Contra drug-running scandal. As for the claims that these military plans are driven by genuine concern over the threat of terrorist attacks on America, these are belied by the actual conduct of the American ruling elite since 9/11. The Bush administration has done everything possible to suppress any investigation into the true circumstances of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, most likely because of its own negligence or possibly deliberate, would be exposed. While the Pentagon claims that its plans are a response to the danger of nuclear, biological, and chemical attacks, no serious practical measures have been taken to forestall such attacks or minimize their impacts on America. The Bush administration and Congress have refused even to restrict the movement of rail tank cars loaded with toxic chemicals through even the U.S. Capitol, though even an accidental leak, let alone a terrorist attack, would cause mass casualties. In retaliation to bioterrorism, now this is something here that I want to explain to you folks. When you are the terrorist, when you're going to drop biological weapons on the American people, you have the antidote for exactly what you're going to drop in case you get them on you or your family members of the super, super rich get some of these biological chemicals or biological viruses in their own bodies, okay? So then let's read this. He says, in relation to bioterrorism, the Defense Science Board determined in a 2000 study that the federal government had only one of the 57 drugs, vaccines, and diagnostic tools required to deal with such an attack. Well, folks, if they know the one they're going to use on us, why would they need the other 56 vaccines, okay, to protect their own families and a criminal cabal? So he's saying, according to the report in the Washington Post, August 7, in the 5 years since the Pentagon report, only one additional resource has been developed, bringing the total of two vaccines out of the 57 possible biological terror weapons that could be used. Drug companies have simply refused to conduct the research required to find antidotes to anthrax and other potential toxins, and the Bush administration has done nothing, turn the page, to compel them. Well, that's because the drug companies are owned and controlled by these international scumbags, folks, the ones that control our governments today in the state houses and the White House. Once again, the drug companies don't have to develop all these vaccines because they will know ahead of time which of the bioterrorism weapons are going to be dropped on the American people. Isn't that true? Yes, it certainly is. Let's go on here now and finish this up. As for the danger of nuclear or dirty bomb attacks, the Bush administration and the congressional Republican leadership recently rammed through a measure loosening restrictions on exports of radioactive substances. Incredible, folks. Loosening. At the behest of a Canadian-based manufacturer of medical supplies, which conducted a well-financed lobbying campaign in Washington, D.C. Evidently, the administration, the corporate elite, which it represents, do not take seriously their own warnings about an imminent threat of terrorist attacks using nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons, at least not when it comes to security measures that would impact corporate profits. The anti-terrorism scare has a propaganda purpose to manipulate the American people and induce the public to accept drastic inroads into their democratic protected rights. As the Pentagon planning suggests, the American working class faces the danger of some sort of military police dictatorship in the United States. Well, folks, I couldn't have said it better. Patrick Martin, world socialist, is well studied, well educated, and he's nailed it. This was way back in August. Where do you think they are today in their plans to provoke more fear in the American people by committing more terrorist attacks within the United States? We'll be right back after the break, and we understand there's some callers on the line. So callers, hold on. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To sift through the foreign press and come up with these articles of people that actually know what's going on in America and what's coming our way. But if you'd like a copy of this article, Pentagon at Devising Scenarios for Martial Law in the USA by Patrick Martin, go to AsianTribune.com. One word, AsianTribune.com. Okay, let's go right now to our callers, Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, sir. I have the New American in front of me, October 7th, 2002, and this is talking about the Hitlerian police state, and this is a fact right here. The German public, weary of war and terror, voted their approval of the Nazi dictatorship. One ballot signed by a non-Aryan contained the notation, "Since nothing has happened to me so far, I vote yes." Those words are a suitable epitaph for every free society that has succumbed to the police state.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. The people were scared into voting for Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler had the German army say this pledge, which is, "I swear by God and the Holy Oath, I will render unconditional obedience to the Führer of the German Reich and people, Adolf Hitler, the supreme commander of the armed forces, and will be ready as a brave soldier to stake my life at any time for this oath." It is very simple. That's what Bush wants to do. That's what Clinton wanted to do. And that's what Hillary will do if she gets in office.
Amen, brother. This Republican socialist or Democratic socialist, it doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, and this is, and very quickly and simply, this is where the train is going. The proverbial American train has several classes of cars, from first class to third class, but the train is going to an American version of Dachau, where when the passengers get off the train, everything on the outside is soothing, it's wonderful, music is being played by the capos. And then the people will be herded into these showers where they say, "Go into the showers, there's a lice infection."
Yes, they're going to get clean. Yes, Jeff.
And pull the switch, and those people will get gassed, and then you bring in the next group of people. Play some music on the outside, go inside, take a shower, next group.
Thanks,
what you're dealing with, my friend.
Okay, brother. Listen, I'm going to try to pick up Rita in Texas before we end the program. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your insights. Rita in Texas, how are you, sister?
How are you doing? I'm really angry. I'm really angry over what you've read about, you know, the possible future analysis of the military. And there's something though that I really kind of have an under feeling about Officer McGlynn. And I have an under feeling that there is already in place in the United States a resistance to this type of action. Because common sense tells me that if the military could get away with it without appreciable resistance, they would have done it already. So there must be some kind of stabilizer that they're afraid of.
Yeah.
And I hope that does exist and that it will continue.
Me too, my dear.
Thank you.
Good points. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Yes, folks. Well, I know what it is, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, more and more people, folks, are coming out of their prayer closets and beginning to ask forgiveness for not standing up when we should have years ago. And are beginning to go forward today and try to defeat God's enemies. And the Lord is looking at this, and we're praying that He holds back the hand of these international crime cabals until we can get up and get a real force going forward. So thank you, folks, for being with us tonight. I've got to get out of here real quick, but don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.